few announcements before the homily. A reminder that right after Mass, we have our St. Peregrine Novena for all those who are fighting cancer and for the consolation of their caregivers. So right after the Mass, myself, the deacon candidate, and servers will go to the statue of the saint. If you're able to stay, I just ask that you face the direction of the saint statue. After the novena, I'll be back in the confessional if anyone has need of that sacrament. A reminder, this Saturday is First Saturday, very important. I encourage you to perhaps come to Mass with us. Join us for Mass on Saturday morning. It's our healing Mass. Confessions are at 10:30. The healing Mass is at 11 with the anointing of the sick. You recall that Our Lady made some pretty strong promises for those who observe the first Saturdays. So do that, and Our Lady's going to bless you. So we start those this November. It'll be November, December, January, and so on. So avail yourself of these graces. I oftentimes look at how many people are so far from the Lord, and I wonder, how do they get that far from the Lord when there's so many opportunities? The Lord has been so good to us, giving us so many resources to draw close to Him. So I encourage you, use these opportunities. I know we can't all do all of them. I can, but I know some of you can't. But I do encourage you, make sure that you do what you can so that we can receive that grace. Living the Christian way of life depends on grace. We don't have grace, we can't do it. So again, use and avail yourself of these resources. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So I've been watching some of the news coverage. I know it's dangerous, right? And I've been very shocked and appalled at some of the videography they have, some of the reports that are coming. One video in particular, I was actually surprised by my reaction. It showed one person counting votes. He didn't know he was being recorded. And periodically he would find one vote and crumble it up and throw it away. And I remember the same response of me, like in myself, like just complete shock, right? Because as members of a democratic republic, we know that there's a sacred trust in someone's vote, right? When someone places a vote, we guard that. Right? It's a manifestation of their conscience. It's their choice. It's their participation in our community life. It's guarded. It's to be trusted. And dear friends, it looks like we have a lot right now that is up in the air, that's being questioned and challenged in courts. And this whole election process is just becoming the craziness that we thought it would be. But we have to remind ourselves in the midst of all that, that it is a good, to have a fair and impartial election. And as Americans, we demand that. Whomever might win, we demand that it be a fair election. That's a good we hold on to. From that, we also recognize the other good of living in community life, the virtue of justice, to give another what is their due and to receive what is our due, this mutual exchange of goods and services, rights and responsibilities. That's a good. We have a lot of goods that we can point to as Americans, as Christians. But did you hear St. Paul today? The supreme good. Let's remind ourselves of this, especially in the turbulence right now of what's happening in our country, with the election, with the pandemic, with, again, riots on the streets. What is the supreme good? The supreme good is knowing Jesus Christ. Because, dear friends, our peace, it does not come from the goods of this earth. We must demand them, fight for them, suffer for them, be persecuted for them, because we're good people, so we fight for goods. Remember that our supreme good is knowing the Lord Jesus. Our peace does not come from the goods of this earth. The unbeliever, they keep putting everything, all that they are, in these goods. They absolutize them. But we Christians, we don't do that. We acknowledge, we fight for what is right and for the goods of the common good of society. But our supreme good is knowing Jesus Christ. It allows us to order all things. And when a good is betrayed, there's an unfair election. Justice is somehow violated. In the midst of that, we can still hold our peace, because our peace is from above, and then become the very ones, as peacemakers and as those who know and will fight for justice, we become the ones who help change that unfairness or that lack of justice or the lack of compassion or the lack of mercy or whatever this fallen world throws at us. We have to remind ourselves that we are Christians. We do not respond to the fallenness of this world as the unbeliever. We have a peace from above. We hold on to that peace so that when this fallen world throws all of its stuff at us, we do not lose the peace that is from above. And dear friends, it will. There are very few people that have everything go so smoothly. Do you ever find someone who gets so upset because they have a hangnail in their finger? Or because the gas light comes on? They lose everything. It's like, you must have a really good life, right? To lose that much peace over such frivolity, right? Such pettiness. But people do. And it just shows that they don't realize what they have. But oftentimes, whatever a person has, whatever the world has given to them, the fallen world will take from them. Things are going to happen. Bad things happen. Terrible things happen. Unjust things happen. It's a fallen world. As Christians, we hold our peace from above, and we continue to fight for what is true and right and just and good. We do not respond to evil with evil. We do not fight fire with fire. That leads to a scorched earth. We do not repay an eye for an eye. Otherwise, we'd all be blind, right? We are Christians. We take the higher path, the most excellent way of love. We are the difference, and we hold that peace that's from above. So as we see this election process play out, we will demand justice and a fair and impartial election so that the man who was elected is the man that who will receive the office, whomever it might be. But whatever might happen, hold that peace, dear friends, and remind yourselves that we are Christians. We are to be the difference. And then go and make that difference. Be the peacemakers. Be the ones who respond to hatred with love. Respond to the fallenness of this world with the grace of God.